I think the Dolphins are going the wrong direction. There's a lot of hype around the Patriots that, like, I think they'll be better, but I'm not buying this 9 or 10 wins in playoffs. Did any of these people watch the Patriots play football last year? Like, and people are acting like, oh, they got a 9 or 10 wins playoffs. Like, Mike Vrabel is a better coach than Gerard Mayo, but Tom Brady's not walking through that door. And the Jets, I don't even know anything of the Jets. So I think it's very realistic that the Bills win 12 games or more, and nobody else in the division wins more than 7.
Ross Tucker with us just earlier. I mean, no slight on Ross. Yet another voice telling you this, expecting the same thing. The Dolphins will stink, arrows down, and the Patriots will be better. You know, he's sort of talking there in kind of the Adam Schefter way of speaking or tweeting, which is like, don't be surprised if this is the – but nobody's telling you they're going to really be great.
Right.
So that's one thing that I'm always this way, and sometimes it goes by and I think back on it and be like, well, what was I worried about? But when it's so one note, it just – kind of worries me. On ADP chasing today, we talked about Miami and their backfield and like sort of what is the home run case for, say, Devon Achane, the running back. And, you know, 2 years ago, I mean, last year he was productive, but 2 years ago he was amazing. And that's when Raheem Mostert led the league in touchdown rushes with like 20, whatever that was. Like that's the year they scored 70 points. Whatever the year that is what I mean by thinking back to it. I think it's 2 years ago. That year went by fast for the Dolphins. They scored 70 points and beat Denver in like week 3, came here and got boat raced, and then it went to the week 18 game that they lost at home, and then they go to Kansas City and it's negative 50.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That was that year.
So everybody's got the same attitude, it seems, on the division, which is New England is interesting. Miami is trending down.
And the Jets are starting over.
And the Jets are the Jets.
Right. Yeah, it can. I know. Like, I've been, even while I was away, you know, oh, you're from Buffalo. Oh, yeah, Bills, what do you think? And it's, I wonder, maybe similarly to what you're saying here, whether we or I myself, like when people ask me, like, yeah, they're going to be great. You know, I think they're going to be great. And am I missing something? Am I taking something for granted? Am I, you know, it is the NFL. I mean, anything can happen. And we all know that. But, like, I think if it's, like Ross said, like, barring a catastrophic injury to the one guy you can't afford to lose, all this stuff, even we start the show today, what are you most worried about? The secondary. Getting off the field on third down because of the secondary is what I'm most worried about. And... but with that said, whatever they got from the secondary last year, which wasn't very good, they won 13 games. You know, like, it did not sink them. Like, none of the stuff that we are legitimately, I think, worried about rises to the level of undoing the season. Now, you know, if they get a combo platter of a few different things that aren't an Allen injury, but, you know, Corner 2 never stabilizes. Hairston's a rookie, and he can't catch up. Trey White is old like we feared, and it's just not working, and they're in real trouble there. And Bishop is a problem. Well, then Hamlin plays, and Hamlin played last year. And
okay.
You know, like, oh, all right. So it's a bit – you're chasing your tail a little bit because I think your nature is to not just assume they're going to be great. But I think that's probably the right thing to assume. Like, if you're going to assume anything about the Bills, don't assume that they can't beat the Chiefs, although you haven't been wrong yet, in the playoffs. They'll probably be great. And I don't want to say regardless of what happens week one. I mean, it's a huge game for the number one seed. You should expect to be battling a team like Baltimore and others, but mostly them and the Chiefs for the top spot in the conference. So losing a head-to-head against them week one is a tough way to start the year. But that said, you know, week two, week three, like you're going to have a good record by Halloween. You should have a good record by Halloween, regardless of what happens on Sunday night, I think. But it's hard when everything is pointing the same direction, and everything you hear and read is telling you the same thing. They don't have much of a challenge in the division, and therefore they should be in the driver's seat to win 12 or 13 and be contending for the top seed. That feels assumed at this point, and that can be a little unnerving, I think.
Calls are welcome, 803-0550. The subject of the playoff structure came up. I always have to qualify this. Like, I'm not proud to be ranting about this because it just seems so homery, but am I not right? So in 5 years, it's been five seasons of the seven seed era. The two seeds are 9-1 in those 10 games, one per conference each year, of course. Two close games. Bills, Dolphins, Skylar Thompson, Bills, Colts, Phillip Rivers were each 3-point games. Only the Bills have been the two seed these last 5 years more than once. Four times. Three in a row, four out of five. And the only team to lose as the two seed in 5 years is Dallas to Green Bay. When Green Bay went into Dallas,
just blew them out. Them, yeah.
Also, by the way, not a close game, but that was the seven seed winning it. So it just, I think you had kind of a perfect equilibrium with the playoff thing before. One and two both get an edge, but one gets a bigger one, home field. And, you know, also, by record at least, lesser competition.
Right.
The four versus the three. That was a point Ross made about last year. KC gets Houston, Buffalo gets Baltimore, big difference. Thought they had it perfect. Don't think anybody, never heard one person say, you know, we need seven playoff teams instead of six. Never heard one person say that. And the games haven't been good. And the edge, not, it's not always Kansas City, but the edge that the one seed gets, last year it was Detroit in the NFC and they went out, is really significant. And last year was just super cruel for the Bills to have the season they did, have Kansas City look so beatable and still just like clinch it early. And you're stuck there at 13-3 with one game left and nothing to do. Just really rough.
Yep.
No sense in dwelling on that, I guess, but I don't know. I thought it was really great before. Think about the Super Bowl teams in the 90s. The Bills were the one three of those four times, but, you know, they played two seeds. They had byes, right? I mean, it wasn't just so much of an edge.
Right. I don't even really think home field is definitely the lesser of the two prizes you get now for getting the one seed. You get to stay home. That's great. Getting the week off is the thing. So if you still had that extended to the second seed and I got to go to Kansas City or Baltimore or wherever, you know, eventually if I win one game, I got to go on the road. Okay. Provided that team wins, you know, and makes it through the same round that I did. That doesn't even feel like that big a deal. You'd rather be at home, but I recognize the Bills have lost these games, but I've never going into it felt like, oh no, I got to go to Kansas City. It's more like just the weight of all of the high level playing and the pressure and the injuries, health, mental, physical health. Like, it just takes a lot out of you. And yeah, having that extra, like Ross said, I love Ross's analogy about the part, I'm a parlay guy. Like, it's hard, you know, to go from two to three. You know, I'm going to four or five, but still each one, it's just, okay. And that's what you're doing if you're playing three games in the playoffs. You're forced to do another thing. Another thing's got to go right. And it's hard. Yeah, I wish the two still had the bye. Home field, whatever. But it'd be really nice to have that break. And it really did. I know what you mean about being self-conscious about it, because it is something that has coincided with the Bills elevating to competing for that level of prize, right? The top two seeds, and now two doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it matters, but it's not as, you know, it just does not have the bye. The bye is the prize.
You get the home game in round two.
Right.
As the two, like last year, that was probably big in the Baltimore case.
I would think, yeah. But still, the time off, I'd rather have the time off and have to go to Baltimore. I know that makes no sense. It doesn't happen. But
would you take? Ross is going to New Orleans. Nice town.
Good for him, I've heard. Yeah.
The Bills, we talked about this earlier, how they have won only, for a team that's had as much success, four of their last seven openers. The Saints have won six straight. And I know what you're thinking. Get out of here with the Saints hype. They're awful. Don't say they're not. Gold jerseys this week. And who's Arizona to be somebody walking into a road game in the opener favored by a touchdown? What got into them? Mm-hmm. A little cocky. Oh, you're a 6-point road favorite in week one, Arizona? Wow. Sure, I remember now you won the last 7 Super Bowls. It makes sense. That's what the market thinks of the Saints. You think you'll pick that game? Gold jerseys. Probably looks pretty good.
I like their white jerseys with the gold numbers.
I do, too. That's great. That's a great uniform.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Way better than the gold would be.
Yeah. And the helmets match now, too. They've got a white helmet to go with that, I think. That I think looks fantastic. I don't know how Saints fans feel about it.
Great uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
Old gold.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I'm. I haven't looked at the slate.
Sure. Right. Of course not.
I haven't really studied the slate.
No.
Yet. No. Honestly, when I opened up when we started the show and I realized I didn't have that page open, that was the first time I'd looked at the week one schedule.
Oh.
In
welcome.
Whole. Yeah.
Philly's up to 8.5. That could be rough. You want that game to be good to start the season.
Yeah, right.
It went from 6.5 to 8.5 through the Parsons trade.
Yeah.
There's a possible blowout sitting there now. I hope not.
No, I mean, the script that would be hilarious would be Dallas trading away Micah Parsons and then going and beating the Eagles by 14.
Yeah.
Like, that would be tremendous. I'm not prepared to bet on that. I'm just saying, like, that would be really great.
But at the same time, it would not be any fun you wouldn't enjoy Dallas having that success, given how badly they've handled the whole thing with Parsons. And you do not want to see Jerry Jones standing and hugging his kids and whatever else.
I do not
want to still stand up.
I do not want to be rooting for that. So that's a good point.
Now I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want anymore for that game. Sometimes we've had this draft with Paul during that game.
Yeah, on opening night. Yeah, that's right.
In this year's case, it's tonight. I'm not ready. I don't know who I'm going to take. You got a cheat sheet over there I could look at?
I don't really care. I really don't. I've never been more. What does the app say?
Than this year?
Than this year, yeah. Oh. I just don't. Owen started bending my ear about it last night. Like, where are we picking? 5? Okay, what do you think? I'm like, do you want me to go look for rankings? I don't even know. I was in the supermarket yesterday, and I saw the magazine at the checkout counter, and I took a picture. They're like, draft tomorrow. You know, should I do this? Should I buy the magazine?
You didn't?
No, I did not buy
the magazine. How much could that have cost you?
I didn't even look. I bet the price is somewhere on there in the picture I took, but I did not notice how much it costs.
I'm picking 4th. So what I'll probably want to do is just stall.
Yeah, that'll really psych me out.
Psych you out. I mean drive you crazy. Would you just? Just take Tootin'.
You practically do this for a living already. Just do it.
Just please. Take Spicial Tootin' and shut up. Get out of here. Leave. Just take your Ja'Cory Kroski merit again and let me take a turn. 4th on the depth chart, by the way.
Kroski merit. These aren't legitimate ideas for the 4th overall pick.
Not the 4th overall, definitely draftable. Yeah, I don't know if Tootin' is. In a league like 10 teams, short benches.
Yeah.
A limit on – the hardest thing about the league is limited transactions. You only get to make like 7 moves or something. So what do? Like you get hurt, you're dead.
Yeah.
It's almost like a best ball team like ours last year where you get hurt, you're dead. No way around it. We got to get out of here a little early tonight because of this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sal coming up at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.